Welcome back.
Welcome back, everybody.
This is The Generation Gap, a show that I have with my mom. Her name is Leslie. I am Noel. Nice to meet you all.
And welcome.
And welcome. So today we are going to be talking about prom then versus now.
Mm-hmm.
And before we get into that discussion, we will be starting with Relative Insanity. And Relative Insanity is a game that is sort of similar to Cards Against Humanity and Apples to Apples, but...
Yes, let's get into it.
All right. Do you want to rock, paper, scissors? Who reads the question?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. We're going to go on shoot.
Shoot.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay. Did I win?
Yeah, you won.
Yay.
Good job.
Yay me. Did I win? I don't even know.
Did I win?
Okay.
That makes me feel even worse.
Well, that's good then. No, it's not good. Maybe a little. Okay then. So shall I ask the question?
Yes.
All right. And whoever has the best answer wins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's the question.
Okay.
While in the hot tub, Aunt Dottie told Kevin...
Okay, I think I found mine.
Oh my god, I have a couple good ones.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hold on. Aunt Dottie told Kevin. Okay, I got mine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right, ready?
I'll read it. I say my answer.
While in the hot tub, Aunt Dottie told Kevin...
How did you cram all that in there?
Okay, that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Thank you, thank you.
I don't know. I might have it beat, though. I just had the... I
like that you're being
optimistic?
I like that you're being Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime.
Autobots, roll out. Yeah, that's the one.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right? I'd love to be one of those. All right, my turn.
Okay.
Ready?
Go for it. Yeah.
Okay. While in the hot tub, Aunt Dottie told Kevin, "It looks crooked to me."
I don't find that hot tub setting.
A lot of people that take hot tubs do it naked.
I've never heard of someone.
Because you're a kid.
That's called skinny dipping. And people do it in lakes and
skinny
stuff.
Tubbing. All right, so who wins?
Neither of us.
Are you sure?
I don't think either of us deserve that win, I'll be honest.
All right, what do we do? Call it a tie and move on?
I think we...
Or do one more.
Let's try one more.
All right. Here we go. Question is...
Mm-hmm.
Or statement.
Wait, can I read it? Can I...
I guess so.
All right. The question is...
Or statement.
I will never forget the day... I will never forget the day my grandpa said to me... These are all so good.
I got two.
I also have like two or... I have like two or three that
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Oh, man. I would... okay. Okay.
Okay. I got mine.
Okay. Are you ready for your prompt?
I am ready.
I will never forget the day my grandpa said to me...
I think there's weed in the brownies.
That's good.
That's good.
I like that
good.
One.
Yeah.
I give you props. For that one. That was a good one.
Prompts or props?
Props.
Props.
Prop. That's what I said.
Piranha.
Piranha. I'm a piranha.
I'm a piranha.
Okay. I will never forget the day my grandpa said to me, "Can somebody take me to the emergency room?"
That's rotten. That's rotten.
Oh, that's so good. I love humor.
All right, who wins that one?
Oh, my God.
All right, Tie.
Tie.
Tie times two.
Tie, no, tie and neither of us won. So one tie.
Okay.
Okay.
Works for me.
One tie, two tie, red tie, blue tie.
One shoe, two shoe. Shoe fly, don't bother me.
Jesus.
That was awful.
I kind of, I didn't expect where it was going, but I kind of like that about it. You're very spontaneous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, so today we are going to dive right into prom, then versus now. Mm-hmm. And when I say now, I mean when I had my prom, which was the May before COVID.
19?
Yeah, prom, yes. 2019.
Okay.
So I had prom 2019, it was May. And
mine was before COVID too.
Okay. Well, I had a feeling, but I didn't know for sure.
We just want to make sure.
Yeah, no, we just have to keep
for clarity.
Yeah, we have to, for the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I know I look like a spring chicken, however.
But you're a fall toad.
I'm a fall
oxymoron
toad. I'm a frog.
A toad, Mom. Frogs can't swim. I mean, toads can't swim.
What does it have to do with swimming? The prom?
No, the frog. I mean, the toad.
Oh my gosh.
So there was
you
a horse.
You call me a toad.
And if you lead a horse to water.
Oh no, not I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Okay, I'm a toad.
So, to get off of the reptilians, there will be a day for that when we talk about conspiracies. But prom, right?
Prom.
Right. Prom.
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 All right. Shall you start?
Okay. So, yeah, sure. I mean, so May 2019, that's actually the first time I got my haircut from Brady.
Ah.
So, we've been on a 3-year...
Shout out to Brady.
Shout out
again.
To Brady. Brady has been my barber for like 3 years.
He's amazing.
He's a great... He's a cool guy, but...
He works in Kittery.
He works in Kittery. Shout out to Brady.
Should go see him. He's awesome.
You should go see him. Hoppy's Barbershop.
That's right.
So
you got your haircut.
So I got my haircut. I took
feeling
prom pictures.
Feeling pretty dapper.
I was feeling super dapper. Dapper is such a great word. I got the suit. It was Michael Kors.
Remember? We went.
Yeah. We rented a tux for me, and it was amazing. I remember the color of the tie was red burgundy.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pretty momentous experience for me, but the actual prom was nothing like I imagined.
Okay.
I'm quite confident.
How did you imagine the prom to be?
Well, first of all, I imagined a space with, first of all, I imagined space
mm-hmm.
rather than like a one room schoolhouse.
Well, it was actually a hotel.
It was
but
one
they
room.
They put you in a small
they
room.
They put us in one room of the hotel. And.
And how many people were in your class? I mean, roughly how many people were there?
Like at least 100, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was just crowded and the music was way too loud. You couldn't hear anything. And I only stayed there for like 20 minutes. And then I made like Noel and had an anxiety attack and left the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Went home. It was great. I ended up having a really good night at home anyway. We watched movies, everything like that. It went well. But I know that prom, well, I think that prom is supposed to be like all of your friends are together, you're dancing, you're with someone that you love, or a friend, well, which is someone that you love. Mm-hmm. And it's just like a time and place where everyone can come together, set aside their differences, and just dance and just have a good time. It's like the end of the year, and
yours was junior year, right?
Yeah.
Prom is junior, and the social
senior
was
banquet,
senior?
Which I didn't go to at all.
How was the music besides loud? Was it any good?
The only time I can remember good music is from my 8th grade social.
Okay, so and the prom's music wasn't
prom's
good.
Music was just different. Like, it was just indifferent. It was just like everybody else. and I can't remember a specific song that played. It was just basically like loud pop music.
Were only there for 20 minutes.
Yeah, but it was loud pop music.
Yeah, so nothing
And there was no good food. Like, I imagine prom to have like some sort of
little
catering service, like at least for like healthy stuff. It was like pizza and like all
greasy food. I don't think they do much healthy. Was yours themed?
I don't remember. I don't think so. But it was just kind of blah.
That's sad.
I mean, yeah, it's okay. I'm not much of a party goer anyway. So, like, I don't like crowds and loud music. I prefer... Well, my... I don't know if I'm just autistic. But, like, my ideal party is where everyone's wearing headphones that play the same song. It's called a silent party.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Those exist?
Yeah. So, okay. So, basically... It's a silent party. Everyone wears headphones, and it's it was in the show Atypical.
Okay.
They had a silent prom for Sam,
mm-hmm.
and just because then, like, if you want to take off your headphones, you'll basically just be hearing people talking. You wouldn't be hearing the loud banging music and stuff.
But how do you hear? How do you speak with people?
Just take your headphones off.
Okay.
Yeah, because the music is only playing through the headphones. It's not playing through stereo or anything.
Oh.
Yeah, everyone gets a pair of headphones.
Gotcha.
It's called a silent party or a silent, like, I don't know, but maybe I am autistic. In my opinion, I think everyone is a little bit.
There's a
spectrum in,
both ways, so yeah.
Even if you're on the far left side of the spectrum, like, everyone, because it's on a spectrum, it means that some people have barely anything and then some people have a lot of it. But off of that topic, prom was, in my opinion, mediocre.
Okay.
And I think it's just because I was an outcast and I didn't get along with, like, the popular kids because I went to the senior drive-in movie. And this had been after I had already transferred to...
Adult
education.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I got my diploma in, like... April something, or like May, and I didn't have to finish school or anything. I still did. Did I do voc at that time? Did I do vocational?
You had been doing it.
I had been doing it, but that was the only thing I was doing for Marshwood, right?
Yes, but when you transferred to adult ed, it was just adult ed.
But, I just... It was all right, but I guess if I was in a different crowd, I would have enjoyed it a lot more. In the crowd that kids were drinking and smoking already.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my head at that time, that's how you had fun. Like, you just... Because there's a huge population of kids that are smoking. And, like, it's not that, like, it's more than it used to be. It's just, like, it's more than it used to be. But what about you, Ma? How did your prom go? Do you remember it specifically? Did you have more than one?
Yeah, we had two proms.
You had two proms.
So we had junior prom and senior prom.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of a big hype.
A big deal?
Yeah. It was supposed to be a big deal. And it was themed. I don't remember what the theme was for the senior prom.
Do you remember what time of year it was?
It was about the same, May-ish. Because it's shortly before you either graduate or go to the next grade. And it was at a place, it was usually at a place that was a big open area, not a room. So there was lots of walking around, big area in a hotel of some sort or a function room. And as far as prom shopping for dresses, I didn't shop for a dress at all because my mom made our dresses, which was really kind of cool because we got to pick out the pattern.
So when you say pick out the pattern, what like was the situation? Would she like give you a bunch of different fabrics and?
No. So when I say pick out the pattern, you go to Joann Fabrics.
Wait, that's still a thing.
Yes, it is.
Damn.
You go to Joann Fabrics. They've got so many patterns for everything. It could be prom dresses. It could be just pants and tops and anything like that. So we went there, and in the section for prom dresses, I got to pick out the one I wanted her to make, and it was quite beautiful, I must say.
What color did you choose?
It was a blue with eyelet, white eyelet over it,
What is the islet? Is that like a...
Islet's like, you know, the, it's kind of like, it's a weird way to say it, but you know a doily? That pretty, you know what a doily is?
I've heard of the word. Isn't that like the last name of the guys from Harry Potter? Dudley. That's
it's
Dudley.
It's a little circular thing that...
Is that something for pooping?
No, my God. It's like lacy, white lacy on top of this shimmery,
now
shiny
I know what a
blue.
It's like what you would put under like fancy tea
yes,
and stuff.
Yes, yes, yes. But it has pretty patterns.
It's like a coaster, but like lace.
Yes, I had a coaster on top of
but
my
like
dress.
But like lace.
Absolutely. It was beautiful.
You
it
could
was,
have said lace.
I couldn't come up with the word.
Couldn't
I
come up with the what?
I couldn't come up with the word. Why couldn't you hear me?
I was borping.
Yeah, you were. So,
burping like
the,
a
the dress was beautiful.
On Friday morning, burping like a porpoise on Friday. Borping. Friday borping.
Oh
it's Friday borping time.
Okay, let me know when it's time for me.
It's borping time. Okay, I'm ready.
So that part was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of it, you go, it was, I guess it was cool, but I'm not a big fan of big crowds either. And I was the person that had a couple of really close friends. And I don't know, we went with like, six people in a limo.
What sort of a building? You went in a limo. Oh, I would have loved to have the limo experience, but yeah. I didn't have friends.
No, it's not even that. You could have a limo on your own, well, but the cost of proms is exorbitant.
I also will say that like only half of the people showed up to prom.
Really?
Yeah.
That were yeah. So some it was of them a, weren't it was even a, it was a cool place. So with our prom, you couldn't go if you weren't a
invited.
Junior or a senior or invited by a junior or a senior. Mm-hmm. And where you guys had prom and then the social, senior social.
The senior banquet.
Senior banquet, which was.
We also had homecoming. Oh, no, that was eighth grade. No, we had home.
No.
Homecoming.
No, you had prom and then senior banquet.
Mm-hmm.
And the senior banquet was less formal.
I'd agree.
Right. We had prom and prom.
Okay.
So it was all 100% formal. And the really wild thing about our prom versus your prom that I noticed was our prom gowns were gowns. There wasn't a single person who didn't have the dress all the way down to the floor. Mm. You guys, with the prom dresses that I saw, they were short.
Yeah, well, I mean, that also comes with the times.
Oh, I know. I just remember,
but
like,
it
wow,
would be
those
cool.
are, like, totally short.
It would
short.
Be cool if that kept its tradition and, like...
Because it's so fun being mm-hmm. in a long gown as a girl. Just, like, you feel like a superstar.
Like a princess.
Yeah, yeah. It was really cool. As far as foods and stuff, I don't really think there was much there. There was drinks and maybe some snacks, but there was never... So with our prom, what you did was you go out to dinner first.
That's what I did with my significant other at
right.
the time.
So with our prom, one of the big things is you go out to dinner first at a fancy restaurant, and then you go to the prom. So
didn't you guys pay for our meal?
Probably. Yes. Oh,
it
my
was like
gosh.
A whole thing.
I got you.
You got me such a nice... I got like a cheese plate and
listen,
like...
Listen, I... Got you guys. I told you where to go, and I can't remember the name of the restaurant now,
but
it's
like
downtown
Portsmouth.
It was amazing. It was fancy schmancy.
Very, very good. Like, there were multiple
fancy
people
schmancy.
In suits that just weren't... Like,
that's what you did, right? And it was beautiful. Yes, I did. I bought your dinners and just said, here's my credit card. Let them have what they want. And then you went to the prom. Us growing up, no, parents didn't pay for any of that.
Well,
your partner, your friend or your boyfriend or whoever.
Most
know.
Likely the man, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was pretty.
Well, at
it
the
was
time,
pretty traditional.
It was pretty formal.
Right. And so you went to a restaurant and then you ate and then you went to the prom. So you really had to book that in advance.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I think the music was good. Because we had prom committees. Did you guys have prom committees?
I believe we had a single prom committee.
Like one person?
No. It was a committee. So it
right.
was a group of people.
Right.
But like,
who
it
are
was
supposed
about,
to...
it was about as like, about as much authority as like yearbook committee. Like, it wasn't very significant.
So our yearbook committee, our prom committee, we got to design the whole thing. We went in and
so you were part of it, I'm guessing?
I was part of it, I think, on the senior year, not on the mm-hmm. junior year. And you know, you got to go in and decorate the whole place. And it really made it special because there was such, what do you call it? Like, you're ramping it up. Like,
oh, such a hype.
It was hyped, and you were part of it. And you got to pick the music.
Like creating this event.
It was creating it. And you got to see
how this event turned out firsthand.
Unfolded, yes. Yeah. It was really kind of cool. And if you weren't on the committee, you didn't get that part of it, mm-hmm. but that's okay. So the committee, typically in my school, was in the... Well, I... Scrap that.
Your job in the committee was going to look damn pretty.
No, I was going to say the popular people, because that's... But I wasn't.
Wait, the popular people did the committee?
Yeah.
In our... It would usually be the theater people that were, like, really artistic.
Yeah,
they were very artistic and like had creative minds.
So the popular people signed up for all that mm-hmm. stuff, and I wasn't a popular person.
But you just had the.
Senior year, It was within the group of volleyball that I was big time in, and that group all signed up for it, so I signed up for it. And it made it more fun, really, because you got to see it from start to finish. And it was kind of cool. And the music was good because we picked every song.
Also, popular opinion, the music back then was way better.
I'm telling you, I think our music is way better than yours.
As someone from this generation, I 100% wholeheartedly agree that as a whole, your generation of music is far better.
Yeah, and our generation of music, you guys listen to.
Yeah.
And your people in your generation redo it, not very well, but they take our songs and they remix them and everything, and you mm-hmm. guys like those. But
also TV shows.
Ours are storytellers. Our mm-hmm. generation was storytellers. So you listen to a song, and it's not the same thing over and over and over and over again. It literally is a story, mm-hmm. and it was amazing.
It's hard to find that nowadays.
Right.
Well... I think that's going to do it for this one.
I think it should.
Well, we do have those magic words we have to say at the very end.
We do.
Which we still have to get a tattoo.
We do.
With those.
Yes, we do.
And
we bid you adieu.
Good night, all. Good night, all.